Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline studios here, 18th floor on Wacker, high above beautiful downtown Chicago. Here till 5 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, 2 for Tuesday. You can get your requests in now. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 to get your requests in now. That's coming up. We are going to be talking about romantic comedies. We are also going to be talking about ridiculous things that you could be fined for in each state. That were some ridiculous fines. And much more. As always, the phone lines are open at 312-981-7200. For talk and text. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Nick D Show. This Friday night is a very special night. It's the Stand Up to Cancer special, which it's the sixth Roadblock telecast. It's going to be happening this Friday, 7 o'clock Central, and pretty much every network on TV. And this is a really, really amazing show that is star studded and has been around for a long time. And the co-founder is Kathleen Lobb. Certainly we want to talk about this fantastic telecast and what a great organization it is, and we want to bring Kathleen in. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Nick. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How long have you been a part of this now?
I have been a part of it from the very beginning, and we're marking 10 years of impact this year, which is why this show will be so special. But, I am privileged to have been on board from the very start in the planning stages.
Well, tell us about the organization.
Sure. So Stand Up to Cancer was founded by a group of women who had the notion that we could draw on the resources of the entertainment community, not just the people and the talent, but, you know, the networks in terms of their airtime, to really engage the public in supporting a whole new approach to cancer research. And the crux of that was to try to get new therapies to patients more quickly by having scientists work on teams. So both researchers at different institutions and different disciplines working together, on the development of new treatments for cancer, which I'm happy to say we've done very successfully over the course of the 10 years.
Wow. Okay, and Stand Up to Cancer, the website is standuptocancer.org for more information. And you actually produced this this show back in 2010. That must have been, was it really daunting? I mean, the amount of stars and the amount of things that you need to do. Tell me a little bit about what it was like to produce it the first time.
Yeah, well, you know, it certainly has gotten much more complex. Back then, we did the first show actually in 2008, and it was ABC, CBS, and NBC all committed to donate the, simultaneously airing 1 hour, and just in terms of the, you know, the sense of the growth of this year, between the broadcast and cable networks and streaming platforms, we'll have over 70 channels, if you will,
wow,
airing the show. So, you know, that just gives you a sense right there of the growth. I mean, we've had incredible support from our volunteer celebrity ambassadors, you know, from the get-go. I would say at this point probably 800, you know, well-known stars from television and film and music and sports have joined us to just try to make the public aware of what a hopeful time this is in cancer research, and to convey to them that every little bit really helps in terms of these donations, from the public to support this new approach to cancer research.
It's a very, important event. And by the way, to correspond with this year, famous buildings in major cities, including here in Chicago, are going to be lighting up to special colors in honor of Stand Up to Cancer, correct?
That's right. And this year we have over 130, you know, buildings and landmarks across the United States and Canada. In Chicago, the Centennial Wheel at the Navy Pier will be lit up the day of the show on September 7th. The Wrigley Building, I think in all of our colors, on the 6th and the 7th, and the Crane Communications Building, you know, landmarks like Niagara Falls. It's really quite extraordinary to see cities all over the U.S. and Canada supporting this effort in that way.
Wow. Now, tell me about the show. What's on the show this year?
We have really an amazing array of talent joining us for the show. I can tell you about the ones who have been announced so far. Mahershala Ali, you know, of course, from Moonlight. Katie Couric, who's one of the co-founders of Stand Up to Cancer, you know, is always on. Jennifer Garner, Reese Witherspoon, Keith Urban, David Spade, Tony Hale, Ken Jung, who does so much with us. His wife is a breast cancer survivor. Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott, who lost his mom to colon cancer. It's just a sampling of the folks who will be with us. And really, the central focus of the show is to make everyone aware of what great progress is being made in the fight against cancer. We tell the stories of a handful of patients who have participated in Stand Up to Cancer clinical trials, you know, really contributing to an enormous positive change in their health. And those stories are just amazing. You know, there's a woman by the name of Lydia Gonzalez who had pancreatic cancer, and you know, after being treated with one of our therapies, is doing incredibly well. There's a young Canadian woman, Caitlin Timmons, who has something, it's a rare condition called hypermutant cancers, who I think she's only 17 at this point, but she's had, you know, cancer in three different organs, and again treated with a new therapy, and has no evidence of disease at this point. So, you know, that's the main focus, to really make people understand that so much is being done at this point and so much progress being made, and that whatever they are able to donate, you know, really does make a difference in terms of supporting these scientists.
And how much have you raised over the years?
We have raised thus far a bit over $500 million with a B.
Wow.
Dollars, which we're so grateful to, you know, all the individuals and, you know, companies who have contributed. And, you know, we've had, I mentioned we've had good success. We've had five FDA approvals that Stand Up to Cancer, you know, research contributed to, those new therapies now being out there and available to patients.
Tell me about the scientific summits that you guys do.
You know, the science side of this is really amazing. You know, this group of us, when we came to this, you know, realization that the resources of the entertainment community maybe could be used in a distinctive way to get people motivated to support research, we turned to a group of scientists and said, tell us what should be done differently, you know, to really hasten the pace at which new treatments get to patients. And, you know, their answers were really remarkably simple. It was this notion, you know, of teamwork across different, you know, institutions and disciplines, and also just requiring that the teams show patient benefit, you know, meaning that you're in clinical trials within the 3-year term of the grants and we have a remarkable scientific advisory committee led by a Nobel Prize winning scientist, Dr. Phil Sharp of MIT. Mm. We have a partner, scientific partner, the American Association for Cancer Research, and they really guide this effort. And once a year, you know, the leadership of all of these teams, and there are 79 you know, team research projects under the Stand Up to Cancer banner at this point. And many of those scientists get together. They share, you know, their results and really what's happening, you know, in one type of cancer can inform, you know, and contribute to a positive development in another one. It's you know, the brain power in that room is impressive.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's an amazing, amazing story here. So the show is Friday, and it's at 7 o'clock Central Time. How long will it run?
That will run for 60 minutes. But one other thing that we're doing literally for the first time this year is a digital live show for the 1 hour, you know, prior to the telecast. And that will air across, you know, streaming on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, and also on a lot of the iHeartMedia social platforms. And we're really excited about this. You know, the notion is to try to, you know, engage a younger audience, you know, if you will. And we have a selection, triumvirate, I think, of co-host Max Greenfield, you know, who's on the new television show, The Neighborhood, and was right. on New Girl for a long time, Tyler Posey, you know, in a number of films, and also the actress Brenda Strong, and just, you know, a great array of talent that, you know, folks know from television and film, but also people like, you know, Hannah Hart, who really are known, I guess, as digital influencers, and we're excited about that, you know, as well.
And that's going to air an hour before
That's not televised. That's streaming, right. You know, on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, and it is the hour immediately prior, so beginning at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Central Time, our time, right.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Are you guys, you must be excited about this new show that's going to be streaming.
We are. It's been fun, you know, for our colleagues, to put it together. And, you know, I think, you know, fairly different look and feel, more organic, my younger colleagues, tell me. So, but I think it will be a lot of fun and a great way to get, you know, younger people involved with stand up.
Let's talk a little bit about, you come from a communications background, and for people who might know, can you talk a little bit about how important this is to networks to give up their time to publicize this? And you even had Major League Baseball a few years back stop for an All-Star game to honor Stand Up to Cancer as well.
Yeah, no, it's really extraordinary. You know, so for the networks, when you think about it, you know, these kinds of, they're called roadblocks because, you know, the notion is you turn your television on and that's all you'll see at a given time. These kinds of telecasts, you know, historically had been done in response to either a natural or man-made disaster. So after the September 11th, you know, attacks or the Southeast Asian, you know, tsunami or the earth, more recently the, you know, the earthquake in Haiti. But this really is the first time that the networks decided to donate this hour of airtime on a proactive basis, if you will, in the fight against the disease, as opposed to, you know, responding to an imminent disaster. So it's an enormous contribution. And, you know, when you mention Major League Baseball, Major League Baseball is actually the founding donor to Stand Up to Cancer. And every year, you know, both at an All-Star game and in a game of the World Series, we have these placard moments where, you know, tens of thousands of, you know, fans in a stadium are standing completely silent, acknowledging for whom they're standing up. I stand up for, you know, and you just fill in the name of a loved one.
Right.
And it's really, you know, to go from the raucous enthusiasm of a baseball game to you could hear a pin drop, I think it's such a gift for Major League Baseball, you know, to do that for us in terms of having an opportunity to engage their fans. But it also is a real reminder of how ubiquitous cancer's impact is, because everyone, you know, is affected at one point or another. One out of every three Americans will be diagnosed with cancer. So, you know, it's an important fight. It's one that we're making great progress with, but there's obviously still a lot to do. And it's just, you know, it's everyone can be involved to whatever extent you can support this research. It just makes an enormous difference.
You know, everybody's been touched by cancer, Kathleen. Everybody, you know, friends, family, everybody that, I don't know anybody who has not been touched by it in some way. And I know that's a personal mission for you because you lost a couple of friends.
I did. Katie Couric, who is another one of the Stand Up to Cancer co-founders, and I actually are friends from college. We were resident advisors together at the University of Virginia. And, you know, so, you know, watching what she and her family went through, you know, with her husband, Jay Monahan's, yeah, you know, diagnosis from colon cancer. And, you know, I've had many friends, you know, affected by the disease, both taken by it and then people, you know, in the last, you know, several years who've done very well, you know, with difficult, diagnoses. So, you know, it's, I just feel very privileged to be in a position where, you know, we are able to just bring the massive resources of the entertainment community, the collective resources, to bear in this fight.
Yeah. Well, it's an incredible organization, Kathleen. Congratulations. I'm looking forward to the telecast, both the streaming telecast at 6 and the regular telecast at 7. It's this Friday night on basically every channel. And if you want more information or if you'd like to donate, you can go to standuptocancer.org. Standuptocancer.org. Kathleen, real pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you very much for your time, Nick.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
All right. It's Kathleen Lobb, one of the co-founders of Stand Up to Cancer. And again, the 6th Roadblock telecast is happening Friday, September 7th. Starts at 7 o'clock Central, pretty much every channel. And it'll be streaming as well. So a great organization. We thank Kathleen for taking some time with us. All right, we're going to take a break here on 720 WGN.